Support for this public radio podcast comes from A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
This is Marketplace from American Public Media. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Fed did its bit to help out the mortgage-induced credit crunch yesterday. Today, federal housing regulators took their turn. They said Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to be allowed to dig a little deeper into the subprime pool. The two government-chartered loan companies will be allowed to buy up to $20 billion more in subprime mortgages. Fannie and Freddie are the largest sources of housing finance in the country, and the general idea is that they'll now be able to absorb loans that other investors won't touch. Commentator Robert Reich says that's great and all, but it won't do a thing for the little guy.
A few weeks ago, the president justified his bare-bones plan to help out a few of the millions of homeowners who got caught up in the subprime loan mess, explaining it's not government's job to bail out those who made the decision to buy a home they knew they could not afford. Now, yesterday, the Fed justified its rate cut by citing turmoil in financial markets as a threat to economic growth. Read, bail out the big lenders, credit rating agencies, financial intermediaries, hedge funds, and all the well-paid executives behind them, because they're simply too big to fail. In other words, when it comes to risky behavior in the market, America has a double standard. Average workers and small businesses get clobbered for mistakes like borrowing too much money. Yet the big guys with lots more information and experience evaluating risk are let off the hook. It's not just the current subprime mess. Think of the Chrysler bailout of 1979, the 1998 bailout of giant hedge fund long-term capital management, price supports for big agribusinesses facing market downturns. CEOs who drive their company's stock so low their boards eventually fire them get fancy goodbye gifts. Although Home Depot's market valuation dropped 40% during Robert Nardelli's reign, he left with a $210 million golden parachute. But if you're an average worker who gets canned from his job through no fault of your own, you probably won't even get unemployment insurance. Fewer than 40% of job losers qualify these days. Meanwhile, CEOs who screw up can wipe the slate clean. Donald Trump's casino empire has gone into bankruptcy twice, while his personal fortune is protected behind a wall of limited liability. But an ordinary person in trouble can't wipe the slate clean because a new law governing personal bankruptcy makes that route even harder than ever. The subprime mortgage saga is the same old story. The little guys get tough love. The big guys get forgiveness.
The latest book from Robert Reich is called Supercapitalism. He used to be the Secretary of Labor for President Clinton. You can let us know what you think at our website. It's marketplace.org.